This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you have been asking me what is still going on in terms of the investigation with the October 1 shooting that happened in Las Vegas. And the latest breakthrough is video footage has been released showing the Las Vegas gunman, Stephen Paddock, days before the shooting. And the video footage, the video surveillance, sees him, right, playing video poker, joking around with hotel staff, hauling his bag, multiple bags, getting like little carry-ons into the elevator, having bellhops bring in bell captains, bring in the suitcases. I'm glad they don't call them bellhops. I really never liked that term. And in one respect, you're watching this video footage, and he just looks like an everyday guy. Doesn't look nervous, looks relaxed, looks like he's, looks very casual. So, according to New York Times, you see him tall, he's on the video poker machine across the floor. You see him at the gift shop, you see him buying snacks, you see him checking into the hotel. He was a casually dressed VIP. Many of the high rollers, you know, they don't come in these fancy suits like you see with Ocean's 11. Your very wealthy people will be dressed very casually. You see him joking around. He's chatting with the valet. He's giving out tips, handshakes. Then you see him riding the elevator alone. Yeah, guys, realize you are always on camera in the elevator. The elevator is where I like to straighten out my Spanx and my underwear and my bra strap or sneak a kiss or a cuddle with my... We're on camera, people. Really, just keep in mind you're on camera, especially in the elevator. He looks really comfortable. Now, it's interesting because he doesn't really face the camera, so he may be very, very well calculated and very aware. But he just looks like he just gets into the elevator. Then within a few days, he uses the arsenal that he brought up into the room to shoot and kill 58 people from the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. So when you watch the video, you're like, well, how could anybody have even told, you know, a lot of discussions has been come up going, okay, well, wait a second. Why didn't Mandalay Bay employees... He looked like, I'm telling you right now, having lived in Vegas since 1981, off and on, since we moved between here and Phoenix, but having a 30-plus year history in Las Vegas, I can tell you right now, he looks like an average Las Vegas, or not even Las Vegas, but an average visitor. An average, in fact, he almost looks too casual. That was concerning to me. Now, me, looking now, being Monday morning quarterback, going, okay, what this guy did, you would think would be nervous. Now, remember, you're talking to, okay, this is coming from me. The one who saw one of the World Trade Center bombers before he flew to New York. Remember, he came into my urgent care. The urgent care I was working at. And I saw him for a sore throat. And he gave me the heebie-jeebies. So that person caused the death of thousands of people. And, I mean, he had the weirdest look on his face, and I will or just that weirdest demeanor, the weirdest vibe. And I will never forget that vibe. And the next time I feel that vibe, I'm calling the FBI. Just who knew that this guy would do that? Nobody even expected it. So when I saw him earlier in the week of September 2001, who would have ever known? I wish I did know. I wish I had my spidey sense, but I didn't. So I'm expecting to watch this guy. And again, it's really hard on surveillance footage because it's black and white and I'm watching through an internet screen. You're not going to get the vibe. If I'm standing next to him, I would have gotten the vibe. But he performed the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history. He looks normal. When you look at the clips, you see him leaving the Mandalay Bay for his home, returning with a dark minivan loaded with suitcases. Valet takes the keys. The bell captain stack his luggage on the carts, help him transport at least 21 bags over the course of 7 days. They take the service elevator. Because you'll notice, you're like, gosh, there's like a lot of tile for, those aren't the regular elevators. Those aren't the regular, there was a service elevator. You see him making jokes. You see him tipping. Obviously, the employees have no idea what's in the bags. Remember, we have a lot of musicians. We have a lot of people that come in and we have people doing conferences. And so they bring stuff that their display type stuff for the conference. You see him eating at a sushi restaurant alone. You see him running to the gift shop. You see him gambling. You see him celebrating a $1,000 win. He looks sedate. It's weird. Now, in ABC 15, there is a expert, Dr. Jack Brown, who says that he can see weird sort of behavior. He says the calmness. He says he seemed like he really went out of his way to make it look casual. Take up the luggage and all at once, multiple trips. He really planned it out. Dr. Brown says this is spooky. He said the center forehead going up, the little bit of a mouth smile, that's a person with low empathy, low sincerity, and that's also got a very high correlation with sociopathic behavior. And I agree with his interpretation of that. I do. It's just I wouldn't be able to pick it up on video footage if I wasn't looking for it. I would pick it up in person. And we make these expressions, but Dr. Brown said he made this expression a lot. And these facial expressions is something he's kind of an expert on. And he also noticed the paddock's, Mr. Paddock's elevator behavior. He got his legs crossed and his center of gravity was way off. He said that might not seem abnormal at the moment, but it shows anxiety. He said he got his hands in his pockets and he's rocking back and forth. Okay, not the clips I saw. Clips I saw, he's just sitting there and, you know, very frightening stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Jason who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So Walmart's back in the news. Walmart's always in the news. I tell you, either they have the smartest PR people or they just have the most interesting stuff going on. So the latest headline caught my eye out of San Francisco, CBS Local. Walmart launches a small army of autonomous scanning robots. These are 6-foot-tall robots. The robots are coming. Now, we're not talking Terminator scary. Sounds like people are excited about this. Me, I see them writing on the wall. But you see the robot. It's so funny. This is a real funny-looking robot thing. It's really hilarious-looking. You got to see it. It's like, okay, it looks so stupid. And you want to know what really stinks with this robot? It's 6 feet tall, but it looks like it's about a foot and a half wide. Now, have any of you guys been to Walmart recently? There's not enough room in the aisles. If somebody is there with their cart, you're screwed. You can't go around them. Now, every aisle at Walmart should be two cart widths wide. They should be. Two cart widths wide. And even if you do find a wide aisle, somebody just goes straight down the middle. They don't pull all the way to the side of the road like you're supposed to when an ambulance comes by. So you can't get around anywhere. So I don't think people are going to like these robots because they're in the way. So the company is launching a small army. I hate that they use the term army. Equipped with lights, cameras, and radar sensors. So again, don't fix your bra or adjust yourself in front of these things because you're going to be on camera. They go up and down each aisle on its own. How fast? 2 to 3 miles per hour. Hey, you know kids are going to graffiti them and do stuff. There's going to be somebody doing a selfie trying to have sex with one of them. You know, that's what people do. You want to know what blew my mind? I was in New York in undergrad, and one of my friends wants me to take a picture of him standing next to the Statue of Liberty, but we were on the New York side. We weren't on Liberty Island. So I get ready to take the picture, and before I could even see what he was doing, he stuck out his tongue, right? Like he was, and I'm like, are you kidding me? That is so immature. That's ridiculous. So that's what people are going to be doing with this robot. So the robot scans the shelves for empty spots and also checks price tags. Because the robot uses LIDAR, called LIDAR, and other video cameras, what the robot actually sees is very similar to what a self-driving car sees. The three-dimensional world it sees is detailed enough for the algorithm to figure out what's missing and needs restocking. Then, if an employee standing on a ladder gets in view of the camera, it'll scan the employee also. Boy, I wonder if they could tell if I'm in menopause with their scan. Look at my ovaries. Man, these ovaries are off the shelf. Martin Hitch is a chief business officer at Bossa Nova, which is the San Francisco company that made the robot. I wish I knew about that earlier so I could have bought stock. He said the robot is supposed to drive around obstacles and look for alternative routes. So if your kid is sitting there tying a shoe, it should not be run over by this expensive robot. We boxed it in with 4 TV cameras earlier, and it made a decision on the fly as to how to figure out a way around so that it could carry on with its job. That's the most rewarding thing. When it successfully navigates a really complex and dynamic space, it just gets on with the job. It's unobtrusive, and it just carries on. I'd like a husband like that. Get out of my way. Just do what you got to do and leave me alone. The robot can scan an aisle in about 90 seconds. That's a fraction of the time it takes a human to do. It doesn't get bored. It doesn't get distracted. It won't pocket a package of peeps. It won't make mistakes, they say. And the goal, fewer empty shelves and better selection. So the Walmart is now testing this robot in 50 stores across 4 states. And so the more these companies get to experiment with technology, I fear the more they're going to like it. Now, Walmart says this is going to free up their associates. We're not being told of anybody firing anybody. In fact, I think they just recently hired because they're doing some changes with some of their stores and they're adding extra services. But they claim this is going to free up their associates to provide better customer service. Walmart, however, says, and this is very important, that it is still too early to say how the robots will impact their workforce. They say it may change the types of jobs, according to Tiffany Wilson from Walmart, because technology changes the types of jobs that we have, but nothing will replace customer service and human interaction and being with other people and being serviced by a human. I disagree. They're already making sex robots. Not Walmart, but companies are. Humans are dispensable. now in the world of automation. Get that through our heads, guys. Okay? Is it Amazon that has that grocery store where all you have to do is walk in with your little scanner, get what you need and leave, and it'll automatically charge your account? I mean, everybody promised, don't worry, you're not going to lose jobs, but it's going to happen. Now, also, we're being told that Walmart may include drone assistants and smart carts. This is interesting. Something wearable that could track whether shoppers and employees enter and leave the premises. And Walmart is thinking about developing a drone, according to Engadget, that shoppers can summon with their phones to guide them to a specific item they're looking for. Oh, yeah, I could totally see myself do that. Look, I am looking for the unscented Super Plus tampons. Can you please guide me to that direct? And then the drone tampons, supersized, on our way. Let's go. Wait, where are we going again? I forgot what I just asked you. You want to, and I could just see this completely bellow across. I mean, I'm sure the drone doesn't talk back, but it could. They also have a patent for a sensor that could detect the product you put in the cart, while three more are, I guess, for shelves that could sense the products in stock. So the company may have a vehicle identification system that makes it possible for a self-driving car fleet to coordinate with others. There's like a whole bunch of stuff. So if they're thinking about the sensor technology on the shelves, where you take a product and it's gone, what do you need the robot for? Maybe don't invest in that robot company. Sorry, Bizmodo or whatever, oh, Bossa Nova or whatever you're called. Because think about it. If all the shelves are electronically lined and the product goes missing and they can tell that the product gets scanned, which means purchased, then they know the product is gone and needs to be restocked. Why have a scanning robot? Now, again, Walmart is brilliant from a PR perspective. People are going to want to see these robots. So people are going to come into Walmart just to see these robots. They're going to make their money in a day. But I'm really nervous. Right now, thanks to the economy and thanks to some of Donald Trump's code changes, we have a nice boost in our economy. But this is going to be very, very temporary. These jobs that they claim that we have, the surplus of jobs, I'm very wary. I mean, when you just think back to how things have changed in just the last decade and a half, remember how BlackBerries started to get really popular? And you're like, damn, you know, BlackBerries, look how innovative. Then all of a sudden another company came out, or Apple came out with their iPhone, and now you don't see anybody with BlackBerries anymore. MySpace was one of the first social networks. They were first. They should be the ones getting all the money and getting the congressional hearings and all the other stuff. Nope, Facebook beat them out. So for those of you thinking about what to do and how to make your place in this world, yeah, tech is probably one of the most promising fields. But it seems to me that even if you're the first and you have the most groundbreaking idea, somebody else is going to beat you, and the second or third is going to be the one that makes it. It's like they see what your product was, and they tweak it just enough that people are going to jump on it. Now, very interestingly, a lot of the millennials aren't as big on Facebook as they are Instagram, Snapchat. So these guys are definitely making a killing. But look at what Amazon's doing. Amazon gets that we don't want to be around people. The flu scares us. Super bugs scare us. People don't want to talk or interact. I will. I'll want to talk to a person. I talk to people all the time. I'm in the checkout line and I'll talk to... You know what I used to do? When I was stuck in traffic or I was stuck at a light, I would jump out of the car, dangerous, to hit the walk button so the light would change. And then I'd talk to people coming back to my car, going, man, this light sucks. I like talking to people. I don't want that to go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, as if you guys don't have enough poop on your plate as it is, they say depression is linked to atrial fibrillation. You have a 30% higher risk of getting atrial fibrillation, which is a very common heart rhythm disorder, one of the most common, and it is so deadly. Atrial fibrillation raises your risk of stroke, and it is something that, unfortunately, we even see young people get And there's this growing body of research that is now linking depression to it. This isn't the first time. I've heard that people who are depressed are going to have funny heart rhythms. So it's not the first time. But 16 million Americans are affected by depression. And I believe, is it 130,000 Americans die from this common rhythm disorder? I 130,000 people will die of atrial fibrillation. So, okay, what is atrial fibrillation? So we've talked about this with the heart, right? You got your four chambers of the heart. And so the sinus atrius node, SA node, shoots out the electricity. In order for your heart to beat, you need an electrical current transmitting through from the atria to the ventricles. It has to be rhythmic so that you have a ba-boom. 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 Kind of at that rate. If the heart has a nice, predictable rhythm, the blood will fill. The blood will pump out, right? The left ventricle gets the blood from the left atrium, which comes from the lungs. Blood that went through the lungs. Lung lining, right? Or the lung vasculature. That it received from the right ventricle and the right atrium from the blood from the body. So the left ventricle pumps it out in a nice ba-boom, pumps it out throughout the body. The body takes the oxygen it needs. The blood returns through the veins, goes back to the right atrium, down to the right ventricle, gets shunted over to the lungs. Lungs reoxygenate it, dumps it into the left atrium, down to the left ventricle, and ba-boom. Another beat. Well, it keeps beating anyway. I mean, but anyway, okay, so with atrial fibrillation, the electricity is a little screwed up. So instead of a ba-boom, 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 something more rhythmic, it's a boop, 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 boop. So it fibrillates. The muscle fibrillates. The electrical pulse is screwy. Now, how is your heart supposed to get a nice, juicy pump out if it's fluttering and fibrillating, boop, 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 boop? It's not allowing enough time to fill. Plus, if it can't get a nice juicy pump, then that blood starts to sit. And what does blood do when it sits? It coagulates. So then, if you do finally get a good pump out, you may pump out a clot. And that could go right up into the vasculature that goes to the brain. So atrial fibrillation is very, very scary. You could get it from genetic. You could get it from heart damage. You could get it from drinking too many energy drinks. Atrial fibrillation is scary. Now they're saying you could also get it from depression. Why? Well, we don't know. Is it because depression causes heartache, strain? Because maybe mental health is really, really important to our physical health? Is it because maybe some people with atrial fibrillation may have other comorbid factors? But depression is an issue. They say women are at greater risk of atrial fibrillation. Could be because of our progesterone rising or estrogen falling. So women are at elevated risk for irregular heartbeats. They say estrogen plays an important role, according to Daily Mail, in the production of the neurotransmitter serotonin. So when we've talked about, remember I told you when I was growing up, after puberty, I noticed that week two for me was happy week. I felt so good week two. And that's because I got my estrogen surge. Well, estrogen helps with serotonin production. People whose estrogen drops, they seem to have less serotonin. It's interesting. When I was in school, before the Women's Health Initiative, this was in the late 90s, we were told to, we were giving women antidepressants, etc. And when I learned that estrogen was related to that, I thought, why don't we do the estrogen first? Why are we putting women on antidepressants if they're low on estrogen? Maybe we should give them estrogen. And one doctor I was training under had told me, don't even let a woman go through menopause. Start the estrogen early on so she doesn't lose the bone mass and she doesn't go through all the changes. Now, then the Women's Health Initiative came out talking about hormone replacement therapy and risk of heart disease and breast cancer, etc. And even though the study had some issues, it scared everybody. We started to cut back on the, drastically on the hormone prescribing. But we're going back to it because we noticed that women's heart disease is higher after menopause. So maybe they need that estrogen. And I hate to see women on antidepressants if they're dropping their estrogen. So a large study of more than 6,000 people has shown a connection between depression and atrial fibrillation, this heart arrhythmia. And AFib can affect anywhere from 2.7 to 6.1 million Americans. And they think it's going to grow as the baby boomers are getting older, killing 130,000 every year. And antidepressant use is rising. They're also wondering if there's an increased risk of atrial fibrillation while taking antidepressants. Now, some of you are like, all right, well, that's fine. Let's just take, you know, forget about the antidepressants. Let's just, you know, take estrogen for depression. You got to be careful, though. You got to be careful. If you mistreat depression, that's going to cause heart issues. So you need to treat depression. It's almost healthier to treat the depression the way you need to treat it, even if it includes medications, than, you know, skipping it because you think there could be a side effect. Now, with depression, a study has come out saying exercise, as we know, helps. But if you're depressed and you stop exercising, your symptoms are going to worsen in 3 days. They say stopping exercise can worsen your depression as quickly as 3 days. Study author Professor Bernard Bond from the University of Adelaide said it's important that people understand the potential impact of their mental well-being when they suddenly cease regular exercise. 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise a week is recommended to maintain health and prevent depression, or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise. Now, exercise increases endorphins. I mean, when I was younger, I was always happy. I was running, I was whatever. The problem is the older you get, you can't do the exercise that you want to. I now exercise about an hour 15 minutes. I've upped it to that. Because I've been losing weight, I've been loving it, I've been feeling better, and my knees, you know, your arthritis actually improves. But the weather is getting less cold, less rainy, so my joints feel better, so I'm able to exercise more. Plus, there's a lot of good shows on Netflix. Yeah, I'm trying to catch up on This Is Us, but I gotta tell you, it's really a girly show. This Is Us is just a little too girly for my taste, but I'm watching it still. Yeah, The Walking Dead is back. The Walking Dead is horrible. I gotta tell you, this season of Walking Dead really stinks. Can I just say that? It stinks. But anyway, so, you know, as I increase the exercise, I notice I'm feeling better. I can't do the intensity of exercise. I would love to run up a mountain or, you know, run track like I used to or have sex. I would love to. But it's not working. Now, intense exercise could include sex. People who have sex seem to be happier. They've even been talking about aerobic exercise helping slow down dementia. There was a study back in November 2017. That being active several times a week maintains the size of the region of the brain associated with memory, known as the hippocampus. And you produce this chemical called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That may help to prevent age-related decline by reducing the deterioration of the brain. And so we are losing our memories, I think, a little too much for our taste. I don't like it. I can't stand it. And I thought maybe it's because I'm perimenopausal. You know, maybe it's because, I don't know, I don't have to think like I used to. I don't have to remember a person's phone number. I don't have to calculate math. I got computers doing it for me. I don't even have to remember how to spell. I mean, everything, computers do all that for you. So I thought maybe I'm starting to get a little dumb that way. But anyway, so we'll keep you guys posted on the latest. But exercise away, 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So should kids be getting weight loss surgery? Should we be doing weight loss surgery on our kids? We're being told that U.S. obesity rate has hit a record high. Looking at the adults, almost half of all women are obese, and more than a third of men, or almost half, I should say. Almost half of women are obese. Childhood obesity relatively unchanged. But as we're getting bigger and going through early puberty, it's no surprise that starting obese trends in childhood is increasing our chance of being obese later in adulthood. Now, obese teens, okay, are on the rise, and they're finding that if we do weight loss surgery, we could cut their heart disease risk in half. Now, you and I, as a parent, grandparent, or aunt and uncle, we don't want to see our kids having heart disease. We don't want to think about that. Yet the average kid, I think, has high cholesterol. The average kid, I think, could be pre-diabetic. The average kid is dealing with weight issues. And so there may be some of them that need surgery. According to Daily Mail, a third of all American children are overweight or obese. I know I said average, but to me, I think it's more. So that obviously puts them in danger of heart disease and a lot of issues. And researchers at the University of Minnesota Medical Center found that bariatric surgery would cut that risk in half for teenagers. And this study just comes a week after Harvard scientists urged that more children should be getting weight loss surgery. Harvard scientists said this is the single most effective way to treat obesity. Now, I don't agree with that entirely. Because I have seen people get weight loss surgery and gain the weight back. If the child doesn't fix their mind, their outlook, their habits, doing bariatric surgery, changing their stomach surface area, rewiring them, you know, with the Roux and Y procedure, and or doing a lap band where you put a little, not that we really do the lap band anymore, where we put that little plastic ring around the stomach to make it smaller. If the person still has bad habits and still prefers French fries over broccoli and doesn't make exercise a part of their daily routine, we got a problem. However, telling somebody to lose weight and eat the broccoli isn't working. There are so many of us that can't lose our weight. We just can't. You know, one thing that I've struggled with is I try to cut back on the carbs, okay? And I know that cutting back on the carbs helps me lose weight. It's great. So I hardly eat rice. I hardly ever eat pasta, okay? Am I losing the weight? No. I'm exercising over an hour a day. Nah, it's coming off slowly. I've lost maybe 20 pounds since the summer, but I still have, it's just taking forever. But I compensate then with protein because I just can't eat vegetables all day long. And when I do that, I'm not really pooping well. So then I'm like, well, you know what? Let me cut back on meat because I don't want to hurt any cholesterol levels that I have. Let me cut back on meat. And maybe just do the vegetarian thing. But then I introduce carbs and I can't, you know, so I feel like unless I just do vegetables alone, I'm not going to win. And a lot of people feel that way. And then when you have friends with cancer and you see the school shootings and Uber drivers killing pedestrians and things like that, you sometimes go to heck with it. What am I eating vegetables for? Let me enjoy life. If I want some chocolate cake, I'm going to eat some chocolate cake. So how do you find that balance? Now, when you have a kid, and that kid is overweight, and that kid has done everything, and that kid is being bullied, and that kid is, we are talking morbidly obese, BMI over 40, and that kid is just looking at a life of hell, I could see myself recommending some sort of bariatric intervention. I would first be doing a strict Weight Watchers, personal trainer, etc. But I'm noticing there's some kids where genetically, that's just in their genes. That's just their dice. They just don't have high metabolism. You know, you see kind of skinny parents with skinny kids. Is it because they go hiking all the time? Maybe they do have some very healthy lifestyle changes, but I talk to a lot of them and they go, no, man, I never work out. We're just too busy. We work a lot. But, you know, the kids, they run around a lot. Now, these people have higher metabolism. That's a genetic thing. And then you have other people where they're all round. See, in my family, everybody looks like weebles, especially the women. The women all look like weebles. And I was one of the skinniest in my family, but I had to really work for it. And then I gained the weight. It just happened. So it's coming off, but it's like, gosh, I feel like I have to work harder than all my skinny friends. So would I ever recommend for a teenager to get bariatric surgery? I think I would. But it would be last resort, and they would have to have very intensive psychiatric intervention, psychological intervention. I would be having them check in with a psychologist every single day. You know, they talk about the Biggest Loser contestants. Many of them gain their weight back. When you're on a quote-unquote fat farm, let's say, and you have that daily in your face, it'll work. But then if you don't have that, you're going to go back to your old ways. Your body has fat cells and that they're going to want to fill up again. You know, once you gain your weight, you're kind of screwed. You could beat it, and there's ways to keep the weight off. I've seen people keep the weight off, but it's a heck of a lot harder. So if you have an obese teenager that you don't want them getting cut on and they're not ready for surgery, you really need to think about Weight Watchers with them. Think about a personal trainer. Take them to the gym with you. Get them into a sport. And again, we have to swap carbs with vegetables. Vegetables and fiber increase your metabolism. Now, that's assuming they've already been checked for thyroid, hormone issues. You know, girls that have abnormal periods, like polycystic ovarian syndrome, are many times overweight. It is a hormone thing. Hormones do affect the weight. I'm telling you that right now. I go on a birth control pill, one of the best birth control pills. I felt good on it. It finally did what it needed to stop with any issues I was having period-wise, and I went from skinny to obese in a year. In 1 year. Hormones are steroids. So if they are overproducing hormones endogenously on their own, they may be of higher weight. I'm not saying to put people on hormone blockers, but there's an art. And it's going to include any obese child should probably have a cardiologist, should probably have a hormone specialist, whether it's a gynecologist or an endocrinologist on board, should have a physical trainer, and should have a psychologist. It takes a team. And we need to retrain people to dislike food. You eat to live or you live to eat. I don't live to eat. Although some days I'm like, oh my gosh, we have this place called Bagel Cafe. I love the Bagel Cafe. Getting my corned beef sandwich, I cannot wait. I live for the day. I'm like, are we going to Bagel Cafe this weekend? Well, I guess, yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Okay. But you got to eat to live. You have that attitude where, you know what, I'm going to eat a couple pieces of broccoli. Or I'm going to, you know, have this water first because I need it. And then if I'm really good, I could have a treat with dinner. Maybe that's the thinking we need to do. Every couple hours, eat some broccoli. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go in.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.